In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Saint Joseph, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this Sunday of All Souls, which this sometimes falls on a Sunday, when we have the Masses for the faithful departed, that we pray, you know, as a charity, the Church remembers all those who have gone ahead of us and who, for whatever reason, have to be further purified in the fires of purgatory. So we offer these Masses to assist them and to lessen and to quicken their entrance into heaven. These Masses of All Souls were instituted, of course, by Pope Benedict the 15th, who, after World War I, with the great loss of life, thought of all those men who had departed in such, you know, terrible conditions, and caused him to reflect on all the faithful departed who have passed from this life, and wanted them to have, in a special way, remembrance at Masses, in a special way, on one day in November. But as you know, the Church prays for the dead every day, and we ought to also be mindful of praying for our departed brethren every day as well. I wanted to share with you something which I found someone gave this to me recently. It is the teaching of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus on Purgatory, written by Father Hubert van Dijk, a priest from the Opus Angelorum Institute. And he, I guess, had done some extensive research and looking into the writings of Saint Therese, who is a doctor of the Church, what she had to say about purgatory. And Saint Therese has a very interesting teaching on purgatory. And so I just want to share part of this with you. Little Therese's theology is a theology that springs from life, a theology of experience. She received a fervent Catholic upbringing at home in her parish community, as well as at the school of the Benedictine nuns in Lisieux, and thus she was familiar with the teaching of purgatory, and being led by the Holy Spirit, thoughts, notions, and ideas developed, which finally became the teaching of the Little Flower on Purgatory. The common teaching within the Church is that purgatory can hardly be avoided. While still only a novice, the saint commented about this with one of the sisters, Sister Maria Filomena, who believed in the near impossibility of going to heaven without passing through purgatory. Saint Therese said to her, "You do not have enough trust. You have too much fear before the good God. I can assure you that he is grieved over this. You should not fear purgatory because of the suffering there, but should instead ask that you not deserve to go there in order to please God, who so reluctantly imposes this punishment. As soon as you try to please him in everything and have an unshakable trust, he purifies you every moment in his love, and he lets no sin remain. And then you can be sure that you will not have to go to purgatory." She even said that we would offend God if we didn't trust enough that we would get to heaven right after dying. When she found out that one of her novices talked occasionally that when she found out that her novices talked occasionally that they would probably have to expect to be in purgatory, she corrected them, saying, "Oh, how you grieve me! You do a great injury to God in believing you're going to purgatory. When we love, we can't go there." Now, this is a new doctrine, but only for those who don't know God, who are not childlike, who don't trust. It is so correct to see things this way, It is true that God will judge us at one point, but he is always and first our Father who suffers when he has to punish his child and see its sufferings. The child should do his will just out of love and not to avoid punishment. And this really means that God does not want purgatory. He allows that his children suffer, but only as if he had to look away. If Saint Therese is correct that one does not need to be in purgatory because God himself does not want this and would love to help us, the thought that purgatory can be avoided is suddenly not so far-fetched anymore. But first there is the problem of the aforementioned opinion, which says that only few will avoid purgatory. This is confirmed by great saints and mystics like Saint John of the Cross, who says, only a small number of souls achieve perfect love. Perfect love is necessary to go straight to heaven. Saint Teresa of Avila also had the experience that only few will be able to avoid purgatory. And Saint John Mary Vianney said, it is definite that only a few chosen ones do not go to purgatory, and the suffering there that one must endure exceeds our imagination. One also has to take into consideration that even practicing Christians are convinced that even the good and the faithful and those consecrated to God will have to be exposed to purification in purgatory for a certain amount of time. The reason for this is always the same. It is not easy to avoid purgatory. No one is a saint, and I will certainly have to spend some time there myself, we usually hear people say. They add to this that God is just, or we certainly deserve this. Therefore, it is even more amazing that Saint Therese has to say. Once she encouraged her novice, Sister Marie de la Trinire, to have the faith that it was possible even for her to get to heaven right away. She wondered, if I fail even in the smallest things, may I still hope to get straight to heaven? Saint Therese, who knew well the weakness of her novice, replied, yes, God is so good. He will know how he can come and get you. But despite this, try to be faithful so that he does not wait in vain for your love. Once Saint Therese had a confrontation regarding this topic with Sister Marie Febronia, who not only was 67 years old, but was also sub-prioress. She had heard that Saint Therese encouraged the novices to believe that they could go straight to heaven. She did not like this, as she considered this kind of confidence presumptuous, and thus she reproached Saint Therese. Saint Therese tried lovingly and calmly to explain to Sister Febronia her point of view, but with no success, as Sister Febronia clung to belief. For Saint Therese, God was more father than judge, and she took the liberty of finally responding, my sister, if you look for the justice of God, you will get it. The soul will receive from God exactly what she desires. The year had not passed when, in January 1892, Sister Maria Febronia, together with other sisters, fell prey to the flu and died. 3 months later, Sister Therese had a dream which she related to her mother prioress and which was then documented. Oh, my mother, my sister Maria Febronia came to me last night and asked that we should pray for her. She is in purgatory, surely because she had trusted too little in the mercy of the good Lord. Through her imploring behavior and her profound looks, it seemed she wanted to say, you were right. I am now delivered up to the full justice of God, but it is my fault. If I had listened to you, I would not be here now. So the author goes on to say that there are some points that Saint Therese points out, and one of them is that purgatory became a rule rather than the exception. An infinite number of souls who suffer in purgatory and for whom the church prays daily after consecration did not need to go there. If we think in human terms, God does not wish for us to need purgatory. And if you think of the devotion of the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, you know, it would seem that it's quite clear that God does not want us to go to purgatory. Just the scapular, you know, wanting to get us out of purgatory sooner. All the prayers that we pray and that have indulgences attached to them that we can apply to ourselves to make up for the temporal punishment that we have coming to us because of sin. All these things the church gives us that if we were to make use of them, we wouldn't have to go to purgatory when we die. God does not put us here on earth where we are tested in our suffering after the fall, only to let us suffer again and much worse in purgatory. Everyone receives enough graces in order to go straight to God after passing.